Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy Mosier with Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons.
And good morning, growers. What are you growing out there in your, hopefully you're just growing grass, either St. Augustine or Bermuda, not anything else that's weed-like. We were talking with Nelda just a moment ago about she thinks she's got this invasive Virginia buttonweed, correct?
Yes.
And I do have a clump of that right near. I have one of those lovely little Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens fountains, disappearing fountains. And, you know, it's got the tray underneath it. And then I've got the bed around it. But right there between the bed and the grass, you know, I've got the rocks in. But there seems to be a low spot. And I think that's what it's attracting. And it's getting a little bit of a splash.
Yep.
So I need to lift that area a little bit so my grass can grow, or extend my bed over the low area.
I think extend your bed.
And why not? It's that much
more
less
places to plant.
Right, right. So I think that would be a nice project. But I'm telling you, pulling those weeds is kind of therapeutic.
Yeah.
Because those come up in clumps.
If you have the time.
Well, right. And if it's in a small area.
Yeah.
Because if it's overwhelming, that's a tough, that's a tough gig.
Yeah.
On a little bit of a different, it's something alive, but it's something on four legs. So I went out and I thought I had some sort of a grass issue because I was getting, you know, little areas that were bare, you know, beautiful green grass. But then all of a sudden I'd come out in the morning and I'd have little spots of mud and dirt.
Yeah.
Well, looking more closely, they were more like holes.
Yeah.
Well, I saw last week who was making those holes.
The little armadillo.
We have two.
Yeah.
Armadillo.
Yep.
So we also have three dogs, which makes the evening visit outside more difficult because I take them out on the. So I have had all sorts of input on how to get rid of these armadillos because, you know, I don't want to hurt them, of course, you know, and we have animals around and I care about animals and people and our plants. So any hints have you run into?
Well, we at the nursery have a family of, I think, three or four armadillos.
Okay.
And in the 50 years, we've never seen, I haven't been there for 50 years, but there hasn't been armadillos on the property during business hours.
No, right.
And I know that they're around there, right?
Yeah.
But what they're after is moisture.
Yeah.
We need rain. We need rain and then they'll stay in there. Space
where they need, Well, I think Charlie, my husband, told me, well, you're just making the backyard too inviting to them,
right?
So, I guess I'm doing my job,
but they're looking for moisture, they're looking for grub worms, you know.
Yeah.
When our when we don't get the rain, where their habitat is, it's dry,
which is the bayou,
and it's hard,
right?
And it's hard for them to get their little noses in, so they're gonna keep going till they can find a place where they can get in, and your yard is happy for them.
Yeah. And it is a little bit destructive. They have been very hungry, and I get it, because the bayou, which is just a block away from me, compacted and hard because we don't have any rain, so they've come into the neighborhood. So anyway, we have some, you know, we're trying to deter them in all sorts of natural ways. So I will update you.
I mean,
you,
we have repellents that are listed for armadillos. You just have to put it out regularly, and they're natural. They're but they sometimes they stink.
Right.
So you just have to, you know, if they're not doing that much damage.
Yeah. Well,
we will get rain eventually.
Right, right. So they'll go away.
Yeah.
And it was kind of fun, but then, you know, when I look at my grass, I'm like, oh my gosh, you're destroying my grass. But anyway.
It's a free aeration.
That's true, because it really is.
Yeah.
Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. Yes, we talk about all sorts of pests here. It's 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. Give us a call after the break. We will talk with Neil.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Or call now at 281-833-3333.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. We are talking all things green with Miss Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons up on 249. She is our Home Show Garden Pro expert today, taking your calls. And Sherry, we have got Neil on the line. Good morning, Neil.
Hi, good morning. How are y'all?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. Enjoying the weather.
Yes.
I've got a question for you on a piece of property that I have in Magnolia. We've got about 12 acres, and on maybe about 3 acres or so is the house, and I've got a really nice yard on that 3 acres. Mm-hmm. But behind that, I've got about 5 or 6 acres that are just full of the, I don't know what to call them, but the old, good old-fashioned Texas sticker burrs.
Yes.
Or stickers is what we used to always call them.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, what can I do to get rid of those?
It's going to be a multi-step process. But what you need to do is, do they actually have the burrs on them right now?
Yes, and it is full. So.
Okay. You need to mow and bag.
Mow and bag,
you need
okay.
to try to get up as many of those burrs as you possibly can, okay?
Okay.
And so if you mow and bag, or you drag a burlap sack and let them latch on, however you're going to remove it. But if you can mow and bag, that would be great.
Okay.
Then you need to apply a pre-emergent herbicide. Barricade is a great one because it comes in a 50-pound bag.
A pre-emergent?
Pre-emergent. And what that's going to do is it's going to help make those seeds not being able to germinate.
Hmm.
Okay.
So you'll do that in the fall and again in the spring.
Okay.
And then you need to increase your nitrogen content in that soil. Is if nobody's been fertilizing that, it's just deplete of nitrogen, and that weed loves a depleted nitrogen environment.
Okay.
Okay. So we need to start fertilizing. Just get some cheap nitrogen fertilizer. If you're doing acreage, I'm sure there's a feed store up there somewhere that you could get some. And let's commit to fertilizing 2 to 3 times this next year.
Okay.
And by removing the seeds, preventing the germination of the ones that remain, and increasing that nitrogen, the weeds will slowly go away. There's not a good spray that you could put out that's going to keep the problem from coming back. So if we never address the problem, which is nitrogen deficiency, then it's going to continue.
That's kind of interesting. That's kind of what I wanted to know or hear, because I've got family that are farmers, and they take care of cattle, and I talked to them, and they said just put out a whole bunch of fertilizer.
Hey, they might know what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly. Now that I've got it confirmed from you, I guess I'll have to call them and tell them, hey, y'all know what y'all are doing.
Farmers know that they know the land. They know what the land is telling them by the weeds that are appearing and things that are happening.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
I appreciate
that.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
That is so interesting.
Yeah.
And I've heard the Home Show Garden Pros talking about that burlap sack also. If somebody's got a lot of land or a lot of space, but bagging it up to get rid of it.
Remove what you can.
Yeah.
Seed-wise.
Yeah.
That'll stop new plants from forming and then beef up that nitrogen.
Right.
Don't be okay. scared. Yeah. And if you could do a slow release, like organic nitrogen, it just gets to be a little bit more expensive. Mm-hmm. But to remediate the problem, I would say just get some cheap nitrogen for now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's remediate the problem and then switch over to more of an organic.
Let's
problem.
At least start
yeah.
the process. And you said 3 times a year on that fertilizer, that mm-hmm. nitrogen fertilizer.
Spring, summer, fall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That doesn't sound hard.
Since it's a pasture type
It's just
area.
A lot. It's just a big area.
Yeah.
You know, compared to somebody's
and
backyard.
He may like divide it into quadrants.
Right.
You know, start small.
Yeah.
Work your way out.
Yeah. yeah. Exactly. Well, what a great, that's a great call about those burrs, because we hear about those frequently, because so many of the suburb listeners have acreage.
Yeah.
That they're having to deal with different
and
issues.
And I've even seen it in a small residential environment where, mm-hmm. you know, maybe renters live there or just a homeowner didn't know what they were doing.
And left
they
it.
Didn't fertilize at all. They didn't do any amending. And you know, Mother Nature will put a weed there to remediate or fix a problem over time.
Yeah.
If given enough time, the problem will get fixed.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, that would be a pain with the dogs.
Yeah.
Although it might get rid of my armadillos.
Yeah, right? I doubt it.
I doubt it.
I doubt they'd care. Right?
They would like that.
It's probably a snack.
Yeah, yes. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and you can reach us at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333, and we'll return after this.
Fall is the best time to be outside and the most important time to care for your lawns and gardens. Use MicroLife all-organic fertilizers, liquids, and granulars. Mother Nature will love you for it. Brown patch in your lawn? Not a problem. Use MicroLife Brown Patch or MicroLife MicroGrow. Always safe and always effective. No matter what you plant, MicroLife organic fertilizers are your best choice. MicroLife organic fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit microlifefertilizer.com.
Bring on the molasses. Overspray your lawn with molasses. Bugs hate it. Caterpillars can't eat it. And it stops fall fungi. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Talking all things green here at Home Show Garden Pros, Sports Radio 610. Give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And there's also a fun website, homeshowgardenpros.com. And we have got all of our Home Show Garden Pros listed on there, Sherry, so they can click on our website to find you, or they can mm-hmm. go directly to your website or your Facebook page. Because I know all of our Home Show Garden Pros are very active on their social medias. And it's great to get your pop-ups of what's new at the store, you know, what has come right. in, or you need to be watching out for this, or, hey, here's a reminder how to plant this. It's just great mm-hmm. information. Mm-hmm. So that's really what I like about the social media is just right. the direct information that you get from the source is really fun.
Yeah.
So check out all of their social media pages and on their websites. So speaking of the website, you can go to homeshowgardenpros.com and you can send us a question at Ask a Pro. And
which is great because you can post a picture.
You can post a picture. That's the advantage. The disadvantage is that sometimes we can't ask you a follow-up question.
Right.
But we'll do our best to get all of that information out. And we have got phones ringing, Sherry. So we are going to take Jeff. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Good morning, ladies. How y'all doing?
Good. Doing great, thanks.
So I cut down a tree last year, and then I got lazy after I cut it down because I just left it there, right,
yeah.
on the side of my house. And so anyway, and I don't think I ever really had grass on this side of the yard, but I've got these they're like baby trees, right? They're about maybe
uh-huh.
some are maybe 1 foot high, and some are like foot and a half high, and they kind of got like a little, you know, almost like a little real stiff stem.
Yeah.
And they're easy to pull out of ground, you know, if you just grab the bottom of them, the roots come right out.
Mm-hmm. Is it the same tree? Is it coming up? Is it the same tree that you cut down? Are the leaves
no,
the same?
No.
Okay, so it's different.
No, because they're all over. They're kind of all over. over my all over my yard, different places.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to take one down to Arbor Gate and say, what is this and how do I kill it? And I just hadn't got around to it yet. But
yeah.
I'm just wondering, I mowed it all down with my mower.
Yeah.
Because I've got the tree cleared out, and now I want to put grass back there.
Yeah.
So I mowed it with my mower, so you got a bunch of little stems sticking up because these things are pretty tough.
Yeah.
And so should I kill that first with some kind of a maybe weed killer, a granular weed weed feed, and then go back and maybe hand sow Bermuda there? Or what's
I probably part? Wouldn't go and kill it. If you can remove it a few times, cut the tops off with your mower, it won't be able to survive. And the reason I say that, if it's not coming off of a root system of the tree that you cut down, if it's their little seedlings, you cut their...
Yeah, there's just a bunch of them.
Yeah, you cut their head off a few times, they're not going to be able to survive because they have no way to produce chlorophyll, which is the carbohydrate that they thrive off of, right?
Because they have little yellow flower. When they get big, you know, when they get about... Yeah, 2 foot high. They produce these little yellow flowers.
Oh, okay. And I think that's just a woody little weed that we grow here.
Yes.
And they're just growing there because they can, because there's an opportunity, because there is blank soil, right? Mother Nature wants something to grow, so she's putting it there.
Yes.
So I would say clean it up, mow it short, bag it, remove it, and then put some sod right on top. I think you'd be fine. If, whether you do sod or you do seed, it's a little too late in the season to be doing Bermuda seed.
Because, it is.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll have maybe 2 or 3 weeks where it could probably germinate. But then our soil temperature, hopefully weather starts to cool off a little bit more. Then our soil temperature will be too cool for it. So if you wanted grass back there through the winter, you could do ryegrass. Or fescue.
Okay. Coming out of winter,
As our soil warms up again to about 76 degrees, then we can.
So will that ryegrass, do you think it would just take over these little viney bushes and choke them out?
Well, between putting competition there and mowing regularly, which you're going to have to do if you put ryegrass out, that will help control them. Yep.
Because it's kind of sandy loam is what I kind of have over here.
And that's that. Yep. Mother Nature put something that can grow in the sand. Yep.
Now, does he need to put some compost or anything before he puts the sod down?
You could do compost that will help you keep it watered because it'll hold on to some moisture, especially if you're dealing with a sandy loam like they have in spots up in Magnolia.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, yeah. So there's patches of just sandy loam up there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So
That's probably. I mean, it's pretty much my whole property, which, you know, it is what it is. So and then, so if I let my chickens out in the afternoon to free range, am I going to have to ban them from that area?
If you put grass seed out, yes. Or else they will eat it all. Yep, you got
it. I'll just have to fence it off then.
Yeah, yep.
So they can, once it gets established, then I'm like, okay, y'all go back over
then you'll be
play
okay.
Around,
but. You got it.
You okay, ladies. It. Well, thank y'all, and I should appreciate. Oh, let me ask one more question. Is it too late? I've got 3 hummingbird feeders out, and I bet I've had 25 hummingbirds every day at least.
Yeah.
So, is it too late to hang up a live plant that they can feed off of?
No, absolutely not. You know they're going crazy at the nursery right now, especially with all the bougainvillea that's blooming hibiscus are blooming. So they're loving. Just give them whatever nectar source you can possibly.
So what would be a couple of good plants, or at least one I could do like a hanging plant?
A hanging basket. If you can find a hanging bougainvillea, that would be great. They love hanging petunias. Pretty much anything that's blooming right now that has a fragrance to it, too, they'll love.
Bougainvillea?
Bougainvillea. Yes. They love bougainvillea.
And they're beautiful.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go to the Arbor Gate and get one then.
It sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thank y'all, ladies. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye, thanks. I got a beautiful bougainvillea from you, a hanging plant. Plants for all seasons. So that's a great idea. To get one of those in addition to your hummingbird feeders, but and I just love those little guys. They're Turk's cap is the other one that
Oh, yes. They're going crazy over my Turk's cap right now and my bottle brush.
Yes. Out, I have the bottle brush trees, which, you know, was kind of a risky thing to do, but. Anyway, they're doing okay right now, so we'll see how they last. Mm-hmm. But we lost so much at the freeze.
Yeah.
You know, and after the freeze, sometimes it was hard to find things that you really wanted.
Yeah.
So I kind of grabbed up.
Planted one right after the freeze, too.
Yeah.
And it'll be good for 20 years unless we have another freeze.
Yeah. So the hummingbirds are really enjoying that. And, of course, the bees like it, too, which is great. You know, it's great. So thanks for the call, Jeff. And, go visit Plants for All Seasons up on 249. Beautiful location. Smart people. Mm-hmm. Family owned and operated. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. We are at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. And when we return, we'll talk with Maureen.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
I do love playing in the dirt. Healthy landscaping and gardening starts with, you've heard us say this, healthy soils. Landscaper's Pride mulches and soils are premium quality and locally sourced. That is so important. You can feel the difference. So if you've got lumps and bumps, let's use some of the Landscaper's Pride topsoil to fill in those lumps and bumps. Black humus or the compost peat are both 100% aged pine, composted, and they're finely screened. It is great for amending your soils that you already have in your raised beds. Are you going to pot some plants? They have the potting soil and the gardener's magic. Curated and blended compost peat, fine sand, and blended organics. It's an all-around great potting medium that'll provide vital nutrients for those plants. And it's great for the gardener's magic is great for raised beds or the potted plants. So great options for amending and making your soils healthy with Landscaper's Pride. For healthier, faster growing vegetables, shrubs, and plants, choose naturally organic Landscaper's Pride. Grab Landscaper's Pride mulches and soils at any of our Home Show Garden Pro locations. Learn more at homeshowgardenpros.com.
Yes, and you know, I love some Landscaper's Pride. I love Jenny over at Landscaper's Pride.
Jenny Saucier, I love her last name.
Yes, she's just amazing, and they're really doing a great job creating and crafting soils.
Right.
So that's really nice.
It is. I did a tour out there. I'm sure you've been out there.
Yeah.
Beautiful. It just, their whole process is amazing, and what they are putting into the soils is, it's critical for them. You know, they don't use any wasteful items or something that might have,
Might have, like, recycled pallets.
Yes. Yes. They're very careful on what they put into
their source
soils.
High quality things.
Right.
So
right.
Give us a call, 281-833-3333. We are here to answer all of your lawn and garden questions this morning.
And we have got Maureen on the line. Good morning, Maureen. How are you?
I'm doing very well, and I know that you'll help me with my question. And so I'll cut to the chase here. I've been working with CenterPoint, as everyone in the neighborhood has. I put in new lines. And so for several months, I've had an eyesore, as everyone has. And what it is they really had to dig deep, about 5 foot, to do their work. And during that process, they brought up a lot of gumbo and whatever else is there from the original house build, which is over 50 years old. So I need, they're coming soon, but they don't give you a date for the sod. And this isn't the best time, but it is the time that they're going to do it. I'm trying to prepare the soil there. So I was wondering, I do have some of the leaf mold compost. I wanted to mix that in. I've been watering, and should I be mixing in some expanded shale?
Well, you certainly could, and I have to disagree. I think this is a great time to sod.
Because, oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh, no. I misunderstood.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Our roots will grow all winter. Now, that little plot of grass may go a little bit more dormant earlier than your regular surroundings, St. Augustine, but its roots are going to grow all winter time. So you can definitely, as an added amendment, add a little bit of expanded shale with your compost, and that will help keep the soil aerated, and it'll help hold on to nutrients, and it's like little condominiums for your microbes. It does a lot of beneficial things, and when you fertilize, the fertilizer will hold on, be held in the expanded shell so that the plant can access it as needed as well. So yes, if you can do that before sodding, that would be perfect.
Before the sodding,
so head on to what else I can do with it. I called in, I think, last week, and I'm having trouble with my vegetable garden. Things are just not really responding well. Uh-huh. And I put a lot of materials, but one that I did not put in is expanded shale. Now, I put in a remineralizer, and the soil was brand new in the spring, and I mixed it all in well. But there's just something wrong. I am watering, but I notice that if I were to take a shovel and dig down a little bit, I would say about 6 inches, it's dry.
Yeah.
So something's wrong, and
increase,
I'm thinking maybe it's fat.
Yeah, increase your organic material by adding leaf mold, okay?
Okay,
and
I did add that, but go ahead.
Do that again, and mix in the expanded shale. And then once in the spring when you're replanting, add the compost, and then again in the fall, add the compost. Our raised gardens, when you're watering that much, you know, nutrients flush through, and you can become hydrophobic. It can, especially when we're that hot as we were this year, it kind of bakes the soil a little bit. So you need to incorporate the organic material twice a year.
Oh, good point about the
raised gardens. Don't ever have to add more soil, but add compost.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you read off a whole list, so I'm not going to ask you to do it again, but I have a lot of the seeds to start.
Yeah.
So I would like to get on that today.
Okay.
And so one of my other questions would be, how frequently do vegetables need? I knew that tomatoes were really hungry. So what about, you mentioned the beets, the spinach, the kale, et cetera, and beans. So how about food for that? How
I would feed when you plant, and your things like beets and carrots, you don't want to put too much nitrogen down too often, or they will not give you the beet or the carrot, the thing under the ground. They'll put on great, beautiful tops, but you'll never put that
the fruit
or the vegetable,
the
the tuber underground. So go ahead and feed when you plant on
those. When you say plant, I'm sorry, do you mean
when
plant, or am I going to do seeds?
I do seeds right in the ground. Put fertilizer down, a little fertilizer, MicroLife at the time of planting, and that'll help them to germinate. And then do the seeds right where you want them to grow.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect.
Great.
And then,
I love the show today.
Oh,
not that I don't love it on other days, but you're getting right to the point.
It's because we're
to get those seeds.
Yeah, we're nice and cool and frisky, like the fall weather. We're excited about. Yeah.
Right.
So, and then as far as when you refeed your carrots and your beets, your tubers that go under the ground, or not tubers, but your root vegetables, then once you start to see that little orange of the carrot or the red for the beet, and you know that it's making, then you can go ahead and feed them.
Okay.
Great.
Okay.
All right.
Well, Maureen,
thank you.
Thank you very much for your call. Great. She's always got some great pieces of information, and we can banter back and forth with what we're all doing.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks a lot, Maureen. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. Give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And when we return, we'll talk with Terry.
Yellowing patches are a warming sign of brown patch. See it? Spray it with humic acid now. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning. I hope you are enjoying your cup of tea or coffee. And thank you so much for listening. And we are at Home Show Garden Pros. That's what you're listening to right now. And our Home Show Garden Pro expert is Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons up north on 249. A beautiful location, as she was saying, that her sister Kelly does all the ordering of the plants. And it is so organized out there. I love to walk in there. And, you know, I know if I'm in a hurry, I can go straight to the shrubs. And if I don't find what I need, I can look sort of clueless and someone's going to ask me what I want and they can guide me to an alternative. But the variety is beautiful. The organization is just great. It's not intimidating. Mm-hmm. So go and visit Sherry and the whole family up there at Plants for All Seasons.
We all have our specialties.
Yeah. And you've got, don't you have another sibling who's working there, right?
So I have an older sister, Kelly, and then my two younger brothers, and then my sister-in-law works at the front. And
it is just
goodness. Is there anybody else? There's a lot.
Yeah. And everybody has their specialties. But what I love about all of our Home Show Garden Pros is that it's been everybody, actually, all of you. It's a family business. Mm-hmm. And they're not only just family members, that's nice, but you're experts and you have lived this, you know, so be careful where you buy things. That's why, you know, yes, we are pitching our Home Show Garden Pros because they're local, they're family owned and operated. They've been buying plants that are going to work here. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have some national buyer who's going to sell you a plant that really is not going to make it.
Right.
So be careful about that. But good morning, Terry. We've got Sherry here on the line for you.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
A couple of questions. Do crepe myrtle leaves turn orange and drop off as a normal part of
growing? Yeah, they're a deciduous tree. Some of them are doing it a little premature this year because it was such a hard summer. But yes, they definitely are doing it. They're turning like that orangey yellow and then they just drop.
Yeah. I just didn't notice it last year.
Yeah.
I called him some months ago about some dead spots in my yard and it seems the St. Augustine is trying to grow back together. Okay, I'm going to watch that. That seemed to be getting new light yellow spots in my yard. Then maybe they'll start down like maybe the size of a, you know, a coffee cup saucer or something like that. And I'm wondering if y'all have any thoughts on that. Treat it with a fungicide or...
It sounds like you have either a little gray leaf spot or the beginning of brown patch. So... but without seeing it, I'm just guessing. Now, are the blades just, are they turning like a kind of light yellow to brown, or are they just a very light green?
Light yellow.
Okay. Yeah. So that sounds more fungal. So you can either do a traditional fungicide or you can do leaf mold compost and liquid seaweed. Either way will work good.
Where's the liquid seaweed? So go ahead and just go online and look up.
So where do you live?
Navasota.
Navasota. So what nurseries do you shop up there?
There's only one. It's really small. It's called Junebug Nursery.
Okay. Because I know in College Station, the co-op has the MicroLife products, and they have a product called Super Seaweed. But I don't know if you want to go up to College Station.
Is that the producer's co-op?
Yes.
Okay.
They have the MicroLife Super Seaweed there, and that's what I would recommend.
MicroLife Super Seaweed. Let me just correct you on that. It's in the north side of Bryan.
Oh, north side of Bryan. Sorry.
It's on the north of Highway 21. I've been there a couple of times.
Okay.
Great store.
Yeah.
And I've been buying my nitrophos at the Ace Hardware in College Station, and I'm about to put down the pre-emergent barricade and the winterizer.
And so you can check at that Ace, too, and see if they have the MicroLife products, too. Because I know that some Ace, but they're all independent, right? So that some of them do carry the MicroLife. You can go on the MicroLife Fertilizers website and see where the nearest place to you is.
Okay,
I'll do that. And then Super Seaweed.
You got it.
And the fungicide. Okay.
Okay.
Y'all have a great show. I tell you what, I listen. this morning I call in, but
well, thank you for listening.
Well, thanks. Well, give us a call back and let us know how that worked out with that little spot. Hopefully, we caught it early.
Okay, we'll do that.
All right. Thanks a lot, Terry. And this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. And when we return, we will talk with Warren and Charles.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Microlife, all-organic, biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Landscaper's Pride, mulches and soils. Premium quality and locally sourced. Let's grow together.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 281-833-3333.
Hey, this is John Ferguson, Nature's Way Resources. Want everybody to come into the nursery because fall is the time for planting, especially for our fruit trees and citrus. And we have orders arriving daily, got a full selection, everything from avocados to grapefruits. So come in and get it. We also have a lot of the annual fall color coming in. In addition, we put in a new rack due to customer requests. We found a supplier, Heirloom non-GMO organic seeds that are not treated with pesticides. So when they germinate, they don't poison our pollinators like our bees and butterflies. Additionally, this past summer, we've been working on expanding the nursery. We've added more shade cloth, working on drainage, and just added doing some testing, some new technology, a digester for food waste to water your plants with. And also this time of year, it's always great to top dress your lawn with compost. It's one of the best ways to prevent fungal diseases like brown patch. And at the same time, get a little remineralizer and add those trace and micronutrients back to your soil. So come see us at Nature's Way Resources. Nature's Way Resources, we're located just off the intersection of I-45 and FM-1488. Go west one block over the rail track, make a right, and you run into us. We're hard to miss. We're open from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and 8 to 2 on Saturday. So come visit us and enjoy the grounds. And now let's get back to Sandy and Sherry.
Thank you for listening to Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. And I am here with Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons. And Sherry, we have got Warren on the line. Good morning, Warren.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question about some sort of weed or some sort of plant that's growing in my San Augustine.
Yeah.
Has very small white flowers and has almost like... I'll describe them as beads when you start pulling them up. And
okay.
I've got it everywhere. What can I do to get rid of that?
That is called Virginia buttonweed. That's where it gets a name from, that little button bead. It is a very invasive weed. It competes well with your St. Augustine. Is there any... so we need to troubleshoot. I can tell you how to kill it. The problem is it will continue to come back until we remediate the problem. It usually comes in a low-lying area or an area that stays wet or an area that got damaged for something. We've just kind of got to problem solve and figure out, well, why was that able to come in? Like my yard, for instance, is on life support in one little spot because I have take-all root rot, and I hand removed some Virginia buttonweed that found its way in to that area. So is there any, at any point, did something happen to the grass in that area where it's coming
in? Yes, I happened to the grass. We had a rainstorm, and I turned off the sprinkler system earlier this season and forgot that I had turned it off when we had the really high heat and killed off a bunch of the grass, and so there's a bunch of dead grass.
Okay, so that weed was able to come in.
Yes.
So there's two herbicides that you could use. One is a powdered form. If it's a small area, it's called Agrilon Crabgrass Killer. That will kill it. If you have large areas, you may invest in a product called Celsius. It's a professional grade product. We sell it at our nursery for larger areas because it's not cost effective to do the other in large areas.
Is it a granule?
It's in a powder form, but you will mix it with water and spray it on. So those are your two options for herbicides to kill. But then you A&M says to hand remove, because then you're actually removing those little beads. So either route you go, you need to hand remove those little seed pods as much as possible. And then we need to get the grass to recover in that area. So because you had a issue with the sprinklers not coming on and it stayed dry, I would say you probably are dealing with a little hard-packed soil now because it just baked this summer. So I would compost top dress and use liquid seaweed in there to start loosening that soil and getting the grass to recover in that area.
Okay.
I know that was a lot at one time.
It is. It's a pretty... I don't have a big yard, but
okay.
The area that's being covered by that button grass...
Yeah.
Is, well, half
the
yard. Third.
Yeah.
It spreads quickly.
Yeah. It is easy to pull if you wanted to do the hand removal and then do the compost and then do the seaweed and maybe plug some good St. Augustine in there this winter or this fall, because we're in fall now, to help get it established before we go into dormancy.
And you know what, Warren, I don't know if this is going to be correct, Sherry, so correct me, but I had some in an area and I could not bend over anymore. And I used a little mini hoe and it did really speed up the process of getting most of it up.
Yeah.
You know, so I might not have gotten every one of the roots, but it really helped my back.
Yeah. The crabgrass killer is a powder. You wet it first. You sprinkle it on. A container covers up to 250 square feet. It runs about $23. Now, if you live close to us, we refill those for about $12.
Nice.
So that's one route. The Celsius that I was talking about, that container, it will cost you about $150. Now, it will last you a lifetime, especially in a small yard.
Okay.
So that's why I'm, you know, we've got to kind of look at the area and look at how much you want to spend.
Okay, so it's Agrilon.
Agrilon crabgrass killer. What part of town do you live in?
Northeast corner of the Beltway.
Okay, northeast. Okay, so you're quite far from us. I think, you know, there might be some nurseries in Kingwood that carry it, and they may offer the refills as well. But yeah, Agrilon crabgrass killer. You wet it with a soapy solution of Dawn liquid soap. Spray it on. That'll help it, you know, adhere. And then you just powder it on.
And Warren, I'm actually getting a little coaching from outside the studio door. Mr. Charlie said that Warren's may also have it if he's northeast area.
Warren's Southern Garden.
Warren's, might have that you're talking about.
They
Okay.
Okay, and the Celsius powder, it's just Celsius powder?
It's a Celsius. It's a little tiny pellet that then you will mix with water. It's dry because you can't leave it in solution. It'll fall out of solution. You'll never get it back. So that's why you buy it dry and then mix it yourself and use it.
Okay. Thank you all so much for your help.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Well, good luck, Warren. I know it's a hard, you know, those weeds are hard to attack.
Yep.
You know, start a little at a time. Try and get as much of it as you can and then take care of that soil.
Yep.
Is what we're hearing from our Home Show Garden Pros.
Yep,
This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm here with Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons. And when we return, we'll talk with Charles.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I have been here with Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons. She is our Home Show Garden Pro expert this morning. And Charles, what do you have for Sherry?
Good morning. How are you all?
Doing great. Good, thanks.
Good, good. I just had a quick question. Earlier, I heard Sherry talking about vegetables that she had recently planted.
Yes.
And I have two questions. One, Is it easy to plant those same type of vegetables in pots instead of in the ground?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You can plant in ground or in containers. I have a raised bed containers for my vegetable garden because I am limited on space. But yes, if you're going to do broccoli in a container, depending on your size of container, I would say a 12-inch pot, one plant. If you can go to a 20-inch pot, you could do two plants and, you know, kind of go up in steps based on the mature size that that plant will get. And if you've grown a cabbage or you've grown a broccoli, you know that they get quite large.
So
The bigger the pot, the more you can fit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And with that, like I heard you mention carrots. If you were trying to do carrots in a pot, how deep would it need to be?
At least 12 inches.
At least 12 inches.
Now, if you have a shorter pot or a smaller container, you can do the small baby carrots, like the Danvers or, you know, ones that little fingers.
Okay.
You can do a little carrot. But if you're going to do the big, long carrots, the longer the pot, the deeper the carrot can go, the longer the carrot will be.
Okay. And coupled with that, because I've been to a couple of stores just looking at the seeds, but there are so many different brands and varieties. What brand do you recommend? Because when I was looking, matter of fact, I was at Southwest Fertilizer a couple of weeks ago, and I just was browsing the seeds, and I saw so many different...
It's overwhelming, isn't it?
Yeah, so many different brand names, and I was like, well, I don't really know one from the other, so, what's your recommendation?
We carry Botanical Interest in Renee's Garden Seeds at our store, and we've carried a lot of different brands, but I have been very pleased with their germination rates. Now, Bob Patterson over at Southwest Fertilizer, I'm sure he's like me. If you're going to sell something, you want it to be the best. So I'm not sure what brands he sells, but I'm sure that you could ask him how the germination rate's on there. There should be a germ test at some point on the back of the seeds. But if you're shopping at a place like us or at Southwest Fertilizer, they're going to have good seeds. So then it's just reading the variety that you're getting.
And probably asking there also.
Yeah, they have experts there. They're great.
Because I did see Botanical Interest, but I would just say because I wasn't expecting that when I was looking at the season. I was like, wow, I didn't realize there were so many different brands and varieties. And I was like, well, I'll just have to come back to
this
later.
And then make sure that when you're purchasing seeds, a lot of people don't realize that they do expire.
Oh, yeah.
So make sure that they're fresh and that they don't expire till 2023.
Okay. And I heard you earlier when you were talking about your planting. When you're putting seeds in, what type of fertilizer do you initially put them into?
MicroLife. Yeah. So you want to do your vegetable blend with compost. And you plant your seeds directly in the soil, and you can apply MicroLife, whether it be a liquid or a granule. They're going to act as a root stimulator as well. It's going to help break down the seed germ and get it to germinate.
Okay, so the vegetable blend with compost, that's a type of soil
it
itself?
It is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. And what's the brand on that?
Landscaper's Pride makes the Gardener's Magic. Leaf Mold Compost is by Nature's Way.
Okay.
And then MicroLife, you can use any of the MicroLife fertilizers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you can go to Home Show Garden Pros and look up all of those
those
products and where to find them. You can get them at any of our Home Show Garden Pros.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fun, Sherry. I can't wait to head out to Plants for All Seasons because it is just, you've always got, we didn't even get to talking about our flowers for the fall.
I know. There's too much other stuff going on.
Right. We're getting our veggies in the ground and getting our shrubs and our trees. And thank you so much for guiding us through all of those steps.
You bet.
This is Home Show Garden Pros and we'll return after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.